like 23, is it?
23 or 24. 23.
Yeah. And Prabhupada, by his divine grace, Sri Bhakti Vedanta Swami Sri Prabhupada. Learned scholars and transcendentalists therefore condemn the materialistic path of fruitive activities because it is the original source and breeding ground of material miseries, both in this life and in the next. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Gyanati Mirandasya Janaganasalakayam Chakshurusmilitam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Maravistam Shapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Upakaramaya Nirati Svaparantikam Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Hare Radha Shri Vasvi Gaura Bhakta Vrindam Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So this is our choice. We can either become involved in sense gratification, or we can become involved in Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada makes a nice explanation here in the purport that the difference between the materialist and the devotee is that the devotee uses the result of all of his activities not for sense gratification but for the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is the secret as given by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna was in such a dilemma. He didn't know what to do because he was acting on his own, and therefore he saw that for his own self-interest there was only going to be frustration. Whether I win or lose, it's going to be frustrating. So this is the result of sense gratification. We'll become frustrated. We must become frustrated because ultimately sense gratification is never satisfied. It wants to become more and more. Ultimately it wants to become the supreme. And therefore, we have to become frustrated with sense gratification. So the Lord advises that, he advised Arjuna, instead of acting for your own account, on your own idea, work for me, and then just do it out of duty. What is the problem? You're a kshatriya, this is a right war, you should just do what you're supposed to do. I want your brother should be the emperor, and I want you to fight. So then, there's no more sense gratification. We're doing it for Krishna. So the two things are involved. First, we have to find out what Krishna wants, actually. And then we have to make a determination, yes, from now on I'm going to only do what Krishna wants. I'm not going to indulge in sense gratification. Because I'm convinced that sense gratification is my enemy. For so long I've been trying to satisfy my senses. They haven't become satisfied. Well, why should I indulge them? Why should I become their servants? Rather, I'm going to find out what Krishna wants, and I'm going to do that. Even though it may be difficult, it was difficult for Arjuna. He had to fight against Bhishma, his lovable grandfather. He loved his grandfather. He had to fight against him. Okay. You know, arrange for him to be killed in so many ways. And Drona also, he had respect for his teacher. So in this way, Arjuna did his duty. Not that he was just ecstatic about it at every moment, thinking, oh yes, this is great. No, we have to do what we have to do. Just like with this example that came in this morning. Instead of doing what he has to do, being a faithful husband, and now he's making up his own program for sense gratification. He's not consulting his guru. He's not consulting Krishna. He's making his own program. Therefore, we can know for sure that it will lead to frustration. 100% sure. We have no envy for that kind of behavior because it always comes to frustration. Whereas if we do our duty in Krishna consciousness, it may be difficult, but then gradually we'll come out. We will come to the point of being blissfully engaged 24 hours a day. It'll no longer be duty. It'll be joyfully performed. So, it may take some time because of our sojourn here in the material world. We've been here since time immemorial. So, there's so many reactions may be coming still. So, we just have to tolerate. And we may not always be blissful because we're getting reactions from our past sinful activities. Some problems will come to us. We become sick or some obstacles are there. But we just have to think, well, this is not artificial thinking, this is real thinking. That because I become a devotee, these troubles have been made less. And therefore, I can accept them in a good consciousness because I know that if I go on with my duty to Krishna and I tolerate these problems, then all these problems will go away. All the bad karma will be finished. It'll burn up because I'm not creating any more bad karma. I'm not engaging in sense gratification and creating any more karma, good or bad. And therefore, I'll become liberated. This is what liberation means. No more karma, good or bad. Simply transcendence, simply service for the Lord. And at that point, then we begin to actually become, get a real taste, ruchi, we say. First you have to become nishtas, peaceful or steady in our duty. There's no question for one who's advanced. There's no question of giving up duty. It's Maya has no power over such a person because this is my duty to Krishna, and I have full conviction that by doing this duty I won't be the loser. I have full faith that this is the best thing for me and the most sublime thing, just to serve Krishna. And therefore I can give up sense gratification. It may be a little trouble in the beginning, but it becomes easy. Whereas sense gratification, it may be very sweet in the beginning, but it definitely leads to trouble. There's no escaping it. Because it's a simple, scientific thing. Depending on your happiness on the senses, whatever it is, the sense of tongue, the sense of the genital, but those senses are going to become weakened and ultimately finished. So what will happen to you then? When you're no longer able to enjoy with the senses. Then you suffer, because that's all you know. Everything, all your happiness is dependent on the contact of the sense with the sense object. But that is interrupted. That will have to be interrupted by time. There's no doubt. It's 100%. It's scientific, just like 2 plus 2 equals 4. In the course of time, your sense gratification will be interrupted. It's like you get some pleasure at eating. You can eat 1, 2, 3, 4. Then you lose your pleasure. There's no more pleasure in eating. You become full. And if you have to eat more, you become sick. It becomes repulsive. Even the same thing that 20 minutes before you were relishing now becomes repulsive. This is the nature of sense gratification. It has to be stopped. So, anybody who bases their life on sense gratification has to be frustrated, 100% sure. This is a dilemma in the world. Everybody is frustrated. And because of this false ideal, false idol, you can say, false god of sense objects, we make the sense object as our god, like our land, our community, all these things that they're making as god. And then we become envious of others who have it. This is the other side of sense gratification. Because it will be interrupted, then the envy will also be there. Because somebody else won't be interrupted. Somebody else will be enjoying. And we won't be able to enjoy. Just like Picasso, he was a famous artist who was enjoying life for so many years. He made a lot of money, beautiful women. But then when he became old, 65, 70, he couldn't attract the women the same way, and he became envious of the young men who were there with him. Openly, he became envious of them. Because this is all he knew. with sense gratification. But sense gratification has to lead to envy. And then wrath. So we were in the Bhagavad Gita here, right? Kama esha, krodha esha, rajaguna samudra. It leads to wrath. And what is wrath? Violent anger. We become violent and they kill each other. Why should the Jews enjoy? We are suffering. So let's kill them. So it's all envy. Because of sense gratification. And they think that they're serving God by this way. They're serving their senses, that's all. And therefore, they remain suffering. So we have to see what is the actual situation and choose. We want sense gratification or service to Krishna. It's very clear, black or white. What do we want? Okay?
I have a question, Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Well, we can see, so now our senses are strong and they are pushing us, and this is like natural. And after some time, when they will weak, we can give up this sense gratification and turn our interest in spiritual life or try.
But not necessarily, because if that's all you've been doing your whole life, then at the end of life, it'll be very difficult for you to change, because we see, have experience. A child can learn a language very quickly, but if for an adult like you, it's hard. You have to, every word, you get tongue twisted. The same way, your sense gratification, that's your objective for so many years, then how, what's the guarantee that when you're old, you'll want to learn something else? Because you still have to learn it. You have to learn service to Krishna. It's natural, but you'll have to be trained in it, and it'll be hard to be trained when we see practically how many old men come. And they don't come and say, okay, now, you know, I'm old and I can't enjoy anymore. Please teach me how to become a devotee. No, they don't do it. Because that's all they know. They think this is their whole life. And then they become an anxiety. Oh, you mean this? I've wasted my whole life in sense gratification? No, that can't be. No, I had so much pleasure when I was with Yon, with my wife. And what do you mean that this is all sense gratification? This is all nonsense. No, it's not. This is real. You're nonsense. And then they become envious of the devotee. So it's you could say ideally, oh yes, when I get older, but when you get older you won't do it. This was the same argument Prahlad's friends gave him. Oh Prahlad, you know, we're young now, we want to play. When we're older, then we'll do it. But Prahlad explained, no, when you're older then you'll be attracted to women and you won't be able to do it. And then you'll have children coming and you won't be able to do it. And then when you're older, then you'll have grandchildren and you'll say, oh, now I can think.
Sometimes devotee give example of Katvanga Maharaj, because he was like king and he was fighting, yeah. and he was enjoying.
Yeah, but he was very fortunate. He got the notice. And how do you know when your notice is going to be?
Yeah, this is true.
It's like I was speaking to this lady the other day. I was this new customer, Chinese lady. She's about 50 years old. She said, no, don't talk about death. I'm not ready for that. You may not be ready, but how do you know? It's okay, you're not ready. Neither was this guy, this baseball player. He wasn't ready. He just died in his sleep, 33 years old or something. So therefore, Pilatus advised, the best thing is, no, now you should get trained up. As a young child, Prabhupada used to say, yes, the children should be trained. It's like Sri Prahlad. Because he was trained as a child, now he's like a very advanced devotee, although he's still young. He's like a 30-year devotee. Because he's been trained up since a child. Prabhupada wanted that. But unfortunately, the group was spoiled the children because of sense gratification on behalf of the leaders and teachers. You think it'll be easy when you're old, but it won't be, because the habits will be so deeply rooted.
They made this point, like Katvanga Maharaj, he had this consciousness, so sense gratification, this is like temporary.
No, not necessarily. He was doing a duty, fighting on behalf of the demigods. That wasn't just sense gratification. You think it's sense gratification to fight?
No, but he was doing it as a duty.
He was asked by the demigods, and he took it as a duty. Just like Arjuna, it wasn't so much fun for Arjuna to fight. But what's the point? There is a section here about Yayati in the sixth canto, I think it is. That's where the strongest argument is there. Yayati gives the argument to his son. Was his first son is who? No, Yadu. Yadu says, "No, I'm young now. If I don't enjoy, then when I'm old, it'll be too late. I'll still have these desires, and so what will be my position?" So that's a strong argument. Therefore, most people do get married. We say, "Okay, yeah. If you're going to be so troubled by sex life, then they get anything like Hari Kesh. He was always renounced, but then he didn't get rid of it, but." Our point is, if you take the process that Lord Chaitanya gave us, you will get a higher taste. Maybe Yadu didn't have that opportunity to chant Hare Krishna and to take, you know, a nice spiritual process. But if you take it sincerely, you will get a higher taste. You won't have to wait until you're old. Otherwise, we say, yeah, if your senses are so strong, then get married, like Haripad. Now he says to me, "You know, you were right, Maharaj, I shouldn't have got involved with these women." But that's now 25 years later. So that means he's coming out of it again. But that's okay. Better late than never. But if you can see it immediately, why have to go through that 25 years of wasting your time, practically speaking? And then in 25 years, you know, your progress is very slow. And there's every danger is there too. We see so many nice devotees, Madhusudan or Jagatpita, Raghavardhan. It's hard for them because they can't associate with devotees. But if they take the process and stick to it, then they'll make advancement quicker. Therefore, Prabhupada said in a letter to me that marriage is a concession for those who can't control their senses. They were trying to get me married in Germany, Hatsidurin, tomorrow. So I wrote to Prabhupada, "You know, this is going, I don't want to get married." Why? But Prabhupada said, then I said, "I wanted to come back to America." So Prabhupada wrote me a letter back, "Yes, you can come back. There should be no canvassing for brahmacharis to get married." Why is Santadutta doing like that? Because Santadutta was married, so he was canvassing. He got Tamal married, and Himavati was his wife, and they were talking to the girls, and then they started preaching. "You know, these girls are like our sisters, we have to protect them. So all the brahmacharis should get married." The whole temple. There were like four brahmacharis and four girls. So they got everybody married except me. I said, they had to grow up with that for me too. Heidi, some German girl. She was nice enough. I know.
But many devotees, they are thinking like this Sayati example.
Yeah, that's true. So therefore, many devotees get married.
But they even don't follow.
That's right.
For principles, because they are thinking, "So, oh, I have this." This desire for enjoyment and even
so, therefore, you have a license to enjoy. You have a wife. You can, you should, you know, enjoy with her according to the injunction given by the spiritual master. There's some license to enjoy, but they can't do that. So then, who cares about these people? You know, if they can't follow, just like we say. If you put your hand in the fire, you're going to be burnt. And then they say, "Well, I can't keep my hand out of the fire." So they're going to be burnt. What are we going to do? Lament about that? Unless the sex causes burning, that's all. One way or another, you're going to suffer. So if you don't care whether you suffer or not, I mean, we can try, but how can we force you not to suffer if you want to suffer? If you want to drink poison, what can we do? Just unless the sex is like poison. You're going to suffer. I guarantee you, this much you're going to suffer, I guarantee you. Already established. Let's start it.